We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right.
We gonna get our night.
Right now, we are very, very excited to get to the BetQL guest line and welcome in Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Governor, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us. I got to start with something you and I have in common. Both born in Tacoma Park.
There you go. Home base.
That's right. That's right. There's obviously – thank you so much for talking with us, seriously. And there's a lot for us to get to. But I want to start – I don't know that people realize you played football in college. And I actually posted a photo of you playing wide receiver for Hopkins on Instagram. What does just the game of football mean to you?
I mean, the game of football is everything. I mean, I think people learn, like, when I say that I am a sports fan and a football fan, they realize that's no joke. Like, I study this game. But what's really funny about it is I was always a football fan, but I never played until college.
Really?
I was at Johns Hopkins and I was playing basketball, and the football coach came to a basketball game. And after the game, he came up to me, he introduced himself, and he said, "Listen, you've got good size and speed and hands. Have you ever played football?" And I went to like a football factory in high school. I went to a place called Valley Forge Military Academy, and they had a post-grad program where literally they just funneled Division I players every year. So I never played football. But the next day, the football coach came up to me and he said, "Would you mind coming out and doing a couple drills?" So I ran the 40, I did the vertical leap test, and I ran a couple patterns. And he said, "What do you think about coming out for the football team?" And that was really my introduction. And then I ended up playing football for Johns Hopkins, and I absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it.
So you wait till everybody get big to want to play, coach.
There it is. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So, Governor Moore,
you know what the great thing about receiver? Receiver was actually, because I played point guard in basketball, and a lot of both point guard and a lot of receiver, it's footwork, right?
Yeah.
How do you have a quick move for the wide receiver? How do you make sure you get off the line of scrimmage, even though there might be contact at the line of scrimmage? How do you make sure you're having measurements of separation from yourself and the cornerback and give your quarterback a chance to actually get the ball out and get the ball out quick? So for me, the transition going from point guard to wide receiver was a pretty simple one, and I ended up having a pretty decent career playing football.
Well, I got to ask this. So you went to Valley Forge. Were you there with Larry Fitzgerald? I don't know if you guys would have overlapped, but the timing sounds about right.
It was just a few years separation. I've gotten to know Larry. But a few years. He's a little younger than me. But I remember, Larry was the kind of player that Valley Forge continually pumped out. I mean, I remember during my time there, We had everyone from the Gary Stills and the Larry Young and the Eric Flowers. I mean, like, so we had a whole crop of folks. The Julian Peterson, who went on to both play Division I football, and for many of them then went on to the NFL. And Larry Fitzgerald was just another example of somebody who went through Valley Forge and then ended up in the NFL.
I love that. I just think your resume is so cool. Like, college football, joining the Army, and joining the Army early from what I've read. You've done so much, and now, you're to me, as a guy that's lived in Maryland, like, you seem very young to have this position, and now you've got a lot of football to deal with here. obviously the Ravens are well set up. Do you identify as either, like, are you a Ravens fan, a Commanders fan? Do you take a choice, or do you kind of chill on that?
No, listen, I'm all Maryland, and so I will always I will root for both the Ravens and the Commanders. But I'm very, very clear. I'm a Ravens fan, and I'm a diehard Ravens fan through and through. Wow. And I've been a Ravens fan for a long time, so I root for the Commanders. I want to do well because I want Maryland to win this decade, period. But I'm a diehard Ravens fan.
Okay, how fired up are you? The Lamar deal is done. Odell Beckham. I mean, maybe that offense finally becomes what people think it could be.
Well, and also I think we have all the right tools now, right? And here's the thing: when people were making the argument about, is Lamar Jackson worth it or should we go for it? Let's be clear. There are only a handful of people who are marquee quarterbacks in this league. And, I mean, marquee young quarterbacks, right? So you're talking about folks like Mahomes. You're talking about folks like Hurts. You're talking about folks like Allen. And if you look at last Super Bowl, the Super Bowl was the Chiefs and the Eagles. What do both of those two things have in common? They both have young, exciting quarterbacks. So if you have a young, exciting quarterback, you lock them up. And you make sure they don't go anywhere. And the truth is that name me another quarterback who is a former league MVP, who is also still young, and is also one of the most exciting players in the NFL, and he's now locked up to be a Raven for the long term. This was a big sign to make sure that the Ravens could get Lamar Jackson for the long term, because not that many teams can look at their roster and say, we have a generational figure and as our quarterback and someone who's going to be locked up for a long period of time and still has his best playing years ahead of him. So it is an exciting time because you're right, where there's some real tools. I mean, this dude, Zay Flowers, is a monster.
Sure.
The one they just drafted out of Boston College, having Odell, who still has a lot inside the tank, having a strong defense. And so this is really going to be an interesting time for the Ravens to, this is not rebuilding. This is not a time for the Ravens to compete. I actually think that the Ravens are trying to set themselves up to make a real run and making it out to Vegas in February.
All right, B, let's officially mark it down. The governor is a football fan.
Yeah, he is.
That was thorough.
Well, speaking of rebuilding.
Yeah, let's get a little further south down 95.
Let's speak of rebuilding. You talk about possibly having a second stadium in Maryland. Is it prepared to be able to offer the things that they need to have to get a Commander Stadium built there?
Yeah, no, and I got to tell you, I'm excited about the Commanders too, because the Commanders not only have a very real level of talent. I mean, you look at Chase Young, he's one of the best players in the NFL, right? So you have a lot of talent here. And the thing that I'm really excited about is now that we have a new ownership group, I'm very eager for the conversations that we are going to be having with the new owners so we can hear their vision for the future of Commanders football here in Maryland. We think this is going to be a linchpin for everything that we're trying to do when we're talking about transformative economic and transportation investments that are going to take place around the Blue Line corridor. Already just in this past year, we've allocated $400 million in state funding that's going to go towards the Blue Line corridor, that's going to go towards everything around FedEx Field. And so the thing that I'm really excited about is not just can the Commanders produce a winning product on the field, but I'm very excited about making sure that we're going to work in partnership with the new ownership group to make sure that success isn't just about what happens inside the stadium, right? That success is what happens all around the community, and that you can really build an economic ecosystem that a winning team will be able to generate economic growth around all the other neighborhoods and all the other platforms in which the stadium exists.
Talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore here. Governor, have you talked to Josh Harris or his representatives in the new ownership group?
I've known Josh and other members of the group from before, from my time before I ran for decided to get into elected office and run for governor. Before I ran for governor, I was an Army officer, and I was a small business owner, and then I ran one of the largest poverty fighting organizations in the country. And actually, I got a chance to get to know Josh and some of the other members of the ownership group through that work when I was running one of the largest poverty fighting organizations. So
What's your relationship like with Josh then? Or, I mean, what can
good.
You tell fans about him?
No, it's good. And I think he's, I think he and the other members of the ownership team, I think these are folks who are focused And I think these are folks who like to win. And I like that because I want an ownership group of the Commanders that likes to win, because we want to put together a winning product in Prince George's County. We want to have a winning product here in the state of Maryland. So, as we're waiting on the deal to be finalized, I'm excited for us to be able to really dig down, and to really go into what is the vision and what does it look like that we, because we're committed to keeping them in Prince George's County.
So what is that vision then? Like, if everything breaks the way you want it to, what would this all look like?
I think if what it looks like is, in the state of Maryland, we have two extraordinary football teams, both the Commanders and the Ravens, that are not just creating excitement on the field, but that are creating a new level of economic growth and a level of economic energy for the communities that surround the fields as well. I don't want one. I want both. And I want to make sure that we have both competitive Commanders and competitive Ravens teams that are existing in the state of Maryland.
What is it? So, I mean, you're from here. You know what RFK Stadium means to fans.
Oh, yeah.
What is it feel like to be competing against the place that everybody remembers so romantically and fondly?
Well, you know, it's so funny, JB, because I mean, a lot of my family, I mean, I'm a diehard Ravens fan, but a lot of my family are Commanders fans, and you know, and old, you know, just Washington football, right?
Right.
That was their thing coming up with Doug Williams and coming up with old crew. And so it is complicated.
Probably Mitch.
That's right. But it's complicated because a lot of familial memories about these old teams and about the victories were RFK, right? So I get it, and I definitely understand that, and I definitely respect it. But I think that my goal and my focus is we want to create new memories. We want to create new championship runs. We want to create new generational stories that will be passed on, but we want to do it over in FedEx. We want to be able to do it in Prince George's County. So I completely respect the lore, and I respect the folklore of what happened over RFK, but I am very excited about watching a competitive Commanders team that are able to run through, that's able to, you know, run up and down the field in Prince George's County.
How much excitement has come with the possibility of trying to lure them to stay there in Maryland based off a new ownership and not the old?
It's huge. I mean, and y'all see it. I mean, it's absolutely, it's palpable watching the level of excitement, because I think people want to see, they don't want you just to see a competitive football team. They want to see an engaged ownership team, right? They want to see an engaged group that is focused on not just putting together a championship product on the field, but that believes in the community, that believes in the people, that believes in the fans, that respects the fans. That's what people are yearning for. That's what people are searching for, and that's what people are hungry for. And that, frankly, is what we fight for. And so I think that the level of energy that we are having now about what does it look like to have a competitive Commanders team and one that builds and invests in the community and builds, invests in the neighborhood, is something that people are, you know, people are motivated by. And then the chance to have that and the Ravens in the same state, I mean, I couldn't be luckier as a governor to be able to know that that is going to be the future of sports and the future of football in the state of Maryland.
Governor, you want a dome? Like, let's see your dream vision, right?
Yeah.
Because I can't. The dream vision is hotels and nightlife. I mean, I imagine the dream vision is what they built at National Harbor, but with a giant stadium. Does that require a dome, and you're trying to get the Final Four and WrestleMania and all this other stuff?
Well, I think when you look at places like the Navy Yard in D.C., right?
Sure.
I think it's an interesting and compelling model. I think the same thing when you're looking at baseball, right? And you're seeing what you have with Truist Park and that kind of thing. I mean, you want something where people can go and almost make it a destination spot. that you want something to be able to say, yes, we can come to a game, but also there are concerts there. And yes, there are hotels and there are restaurants. And there's things that people can do to really turn it into an experience and not just a singular event. So as far as I can see, you know, we are the only place that's really advocating for the Commanders' new stadium. We are committed to keeping them in Prince George's County, but we're also committed to making sure that this doesn't just become about a singular event, but that we really want this to be a destination that people in the communities can also benefit from, and that people from not who don't live in the community want to come to. And so that's the balance that I think we're looking for.
How do we, and Governor, this is not just a FedEx Field problem. This is a problem everywhere, but it's amplified at FedEx every Sunday.
Traffic.
Parking. Even the Metro, like, they finally built the Metro stop, but it's largely too far of a walk for most people.
Yeah. No, listen, you are 100% right. I mean, transportation is going to be the key to any form of momentum. And you know, it's a perfect example where folks are learning very quick. I am very competitive, right? Like, I want Maryland. I want this to be a decade, and I want it all, right? I don't want it to be close. I want Maryland to win by a couple touchdowns over this next decade, right? But I know to do that, in order to go and get some of the big events, I know to get some of the big activities that I think that Maryland should be competing for, things like transportation become a huge stumbling block. And so when you think about some of the work that we've been able to do, even just in our first months here, when we talk about things like the $400 million in state funding for the Blue Line Corridor, that includes things like how we are talking about transportation in a different type of way. When we talk about actually asset mapping the state and talking about whether you're talking about bus lines, mass transit, et cetera, that we want to create additional transportation options for people to be able to get to and from the events that we're proud to be able to host and highlight. And it also does mean that we have to be able to do things like fixing the roads and the bridges and be able to create a level of ease when it comes to traffic. And we're actually working very closely with not just local jurisdictions, but also the federal administration, because the amount of work that's happened with the Infrastructure Act, where we want Maryland to get its fair share to focus on all the transportation pieces, because you cannot have economic mobility if you don't have physical mobility. So that is all part of the master plan when we're talking about what does the future of FedEx look like? What does the future of the entire region look like? Transportation is going to be a key part of making sure that we can have flexibility and momentum.
Well, Governor, it may be outside of your jurisdiction, but if you could get them to take down those stupid yellow things on the GW Parkway that separate the Maryland and Virginia lanes, I'd appreciate that.
I think that's on the Virginia
side. I'll do what I can do.
I appreciate it. Last one on the stadium, and then I just want to ask you a football question. But there was a period of time where there was talk about getting over towards National Harbor, like Oxon Hill, building it on the river. Is that out of the realm now? Or are we focused only on kind of Landover where FedEx is now?
Yeah, I think for right now, and again, we're still in an early phase of, because we have new owners that are coming on board, and we want to hear their vision. We want to hear their vision for the future of Commanders football here in Maryland, and then come to a point where we can have real both conversations and then negotiations. But I know that right now the only place that's really advocating for the Commanders' new stadium is in Prince George's, and we have the space, we have the footprint.
Don't they already own the land too?
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't that make it easier?
Yeah, no, it definitely should make it easier. And that's the thing, right? When you're looking at the offering that we have, it isn't just about the basic real estate of why I think that Prince George's County and why Maryland is the best place for it. It's everything else as well. I will put the assets of the state of Maryland against anyone else in this country, and particularly against our neighbors. But we as an administration, we need to make sure that we are putting together our best pitch. That frankly, on a lot of fronts, Maryland is asset rich but strategy poor. We've got to get more coordinated. And I know that the pitch that we're going to have about utilization of the current footprint, but then also allowing the new ownership to both hear our vision, but then to hear theirs, is really what the exciting next phase of these conversations is going to be.
Is there a certain like point where you have to go on and move things on? Is there like a timetable or a time limit as to how long you are willing to wait?
Well, I'm very clear. I want them here. You know, I'm committed to making sure that they're staying in Prince George's County. As soon as the deal is official and done and everything else, I'm very much looking forward to getting our team together to meet with their team, and I'm going to be personally involved in it. And I look forward to meeting with the new ownership and then not just expressing our excitement and having them hear my vision and our vision, but I want to hear theirs. But we want to move aggressively on it because we think it is important, not just to Prince George's County, but it's going to be important to the entire state that we can have this as a not just a footprint, but really an anchor to some of the other work that we want to get done.
Governor, clearly you want to compete and be aggressive on the stadium. I believe previously Governor Hogan said, hey, we'll help build infrastructure, but we're not giving them a dollar for the actual stadium. Is that different now that this will not be a Dan Snyder stadium? This will be can the state of Maryland commit towards the stadium?
Yeah, I want them to be in Prince George's County. And I know that means it's going to be a partnership. It's going to be a partnership where we plan on working together. We plan on figuring out, you know, how can we leverage assets, and also how do we leverage capital? That you know, we are not going to be a place. We are not going to be a place that is going to say that we think that public dollars should underwrite everything. But I am a person who does believe in public-private partnerships, and they just have to be public-private partnerships that are going to benefit the public as we're putting these things together, because that is my number one criteria anytime that you're talking about a usage of taxpayer dollars. How is this actually benefiting the public in a large form fashion? So that's the position that we're taking to it, where again, I'm competitive, and I want to make sure that we win at the end of this. But the people who really need to win are the people of the state of Maryland.
I get it. And just look at Navy Yard. And it's my understanding that Nats Park is about to repay all of the public money they got. And at that point, it becomes profit center because it creates jobs,
exactly,
and revenue and all sorts of stuff. Let's do
exactly
two quick football ones. And if you got to go, I understand. You're a very, very busy person.
No, I'm good. But listen, I've been excited to talk to y'all for a minute, so I'm good.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Let's do we'll keep it local here. NFC East champion in 2023 will be who?
NFC East champion?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to start with the Super Bowl runners up.
Yeah. You know? I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, listen,
that makes sense.
I am very, very competitive, and I want us to have a very competitive team for the Commanders this year. But until you figure out the Eagles puzzle, it's difficult and it's hard. And the Eagles are young. Mm-hmm. They're young. They have now locked in one of the most exciting players in football, and a person who for the past couple of years has been on one of the greatest growth trajectories. So am I rooting for the Commanders and NFCs? Absolutely. I'm rooting for them. But at the same time, they have got to figure out this Eagles puzzle.
There you go.
Beamich, you know I like realistic people. That's a realistic answer, and I applaud that.
Yes.
I applaud that, Governor. All right, this one, I wonder how torn you're going to be here. Who's your AFC North champ?
There's some dudes in the
AFC North.
I know. And I really do believe that the Ravens have the best opportunity to have one of the true breakout years, because I think we have had a really good off season, and I think we've done it the right way. I think that Lamar Jackson is coming back with a lot to prove. I think we've got a strong offensive line, and we have a lot of just offensive targets now. You look at folks like Zay, you look at folks like Odell, and also remember you still have Mark Andrews. So you have people who can gain separation so that Lamar Jackson can get the ball out quickly, which is also always one of the keys, right? As a quarterback, you can't hold on to the ball too long. You got to get the ball out, and you got to get rid of it. But you need to make sure you have the offensive tools that can get you a measure of separation in 3 seconds, which is generally around the key for a quarterback. And so I do believe that the Ravens, as we stay healthy, could be one of the surprise teams, because I don't see a whole lot of people talking about them. But at the same time, where I said that the Commanders have got to figure out the Eagles puzzle, let's be clear, the Ravens have to figure out the Bengals puzzle. because the Bengals are built strong. And I really like their quarterback. I think this guy has a real future in the NFL. And I think that, you know, while I'm very optimistic that the Ravens can make a real run at this and that the Ravens can pull together a championship team this year, obviously the only way it happens is you need to knock off the champ. And as of right now, the champs are the Bengals. And so we've got to figure out the Bengals.
Governor, you're a busy man. I'm not going to bother you about speed cameras this time, but next time you're on, we're going to need a Super Bowl pick and an MVP pick.
And a way to get rid of speed cameras.
Thank you so much for the time.
I'm looking forward to talk about all that.
All right. Sincerely, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right.
That is Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
Well-versed.
That dude, you know how politicians often will talk football and it's just you so clearly know they have no idea what they're talking about?
Yeah.
Governor Moore knows exactly what he's talking about. When we come back, we're going to react to the governor on what Maryland can bring for a new Commander's Stadium. Do not go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.